Sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. It works.
Your heart may be in Havana, the Atlas Mountains, Chicago, Copenhagen, Seoul, or any other area in the world. We're just glad you chose to share your heart with us and listen to Take a Break with Jean and Mary.
Did you know that 45 countries listen to the Unique Radio and Take a Break with Jean and Mary? Here I am with Anna East and Unscripted with Jean and Mary. Did you know that? 45 countries.
45 countries.
Yeah. I'm going to press the button.
You know,
I want you to hear what
hey, Jean
has
and Mary
said.
And all your wonderful listeners. I just want to thank you for having me earlier this month. It was a joy talking to you both. I encourage everyone to take a break with Jean and Mary weekdays at noon.
Very nice.
Yeah, I heard it here first, folks. Tim says take a break with Jean and Mary.
It's the place to be.
I interrupted
give us
you.
A call.
I apologize. Yeah.
That's
what's
the
number?
No, just give us a call at 516-418-5651 and get in on this trivia. You can actually win a prize.
Yeah, and today, Jean, today is bonus trivia day.
Yes.
You know what that means?
Well, I'm guessing it has to do with having regular trivia and then extra trivia.
Yes, but it also means that the first three people who call in with the correct answer to this week's trivia question will win a gift.
Wow.
We're
going to
give
That's
you
awesome.
Hints. And because today is bonus trivia day, I have three hints lined up for this question. I'm going to give you all three answers or hints. And if we have three callers with the right answer, then we'll just move on to the next trivia question. We've got trivia. Anybody who calls in today with the right answer to any of our trivia questions gets a gift. And if you don't believe, I mean, Tim just said that he got a gift, and we heard all last week from Barb, she got a gift. Sharon Black she should have received her gift by now. And these aren't cheap little things. These are cool gifts.
Very cool.
Here's the question for today.
Okay.
What is the only man-made object on Earth that is observable from the moon? In other words, if you go to the moon and look at Earth, you can see this and know exactly what it is. It's not like, you know, you see colors, you know, you see pictures of space, things from this International Space Station, which isn't even as far as the moon. The moon is farther than the International Space Station. So if you see pictures from space, NASA pictures, you're going to see blue and green, and you might see lights, and you might see rivers, and you might even see big highways, but you won't actually be able to identify which one it is. But if you see this man-made object from the International Space Station or from the moon, you know exactly what it is.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give hint number one.
Okay.
This iconic structure crosses 9 provinces and municipalities. Now, the area that we're talking about is big. So it's not like we're talking about something little in Denmark or the island of Rhode Island. Yes.
13,000 miles.
Oh, that's going to be 4 hints because I had 2 other hints.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
In the
bonus hint.
Hint number 2, the first week of May and October, there can be up to 70,000 visitors every day.
Wow.
That's 60 days. Of how many? I have to pull out my calculator for that one now.
Probably like 300,000?
3 million? It's probably closer to 3 million. 70,000 times 60 is 4,200,000.
Wow.
I mean, 4,200,000.
Right.
So,
hint
number three, actually hint number four, because Gene cheated and gave a hint extra.
Oh, okay.
Nearly one-third of this object has disappeared without a trace.
Huh. That's pretty wild.
What's the number to call again if somebody wants to call in and guess?
Sure.
Even if you don't get the right answer. Even if they don't get the right answer, Gene, they still get to be in the drawing.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to have a winner. We always have a Friday winner. Today is just a bonus day. Pretty much anybody who calls in today gets to win a gift.
Yeah.
So what's the number?
Call us at 516-418-5651. Can't wait to talk to you. Love giving away prizes.
I know that you have been doing some research into this particular man-made object.
A little bit.
I think we should just talk about it till somebody calls in. And if they get more hints, then they get more hints. Who cares?
Sure. Sounds good to me. I know that this was something that was built as a defense mechanism by humans to defend against other humans. If that's a hint of all.
Yeah.
It took centuries to build.
Well, here's a hint. This object is more than 2,300 years old. So think about it. This is something that is so massive that you can see it with the naked eye from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built more than 2,000 years ago. I don't think they had power tools and excavators at that time. This would have been made entirely by hand. Wow. I mean, I don't even know if they had what we consider a shovel or a hammer or a chisel. 2,000 years ago. Now I'm thinking.
They would have had tools. But, definitely nothing like we would consider a tool today.
So what was going on? All right, that was in the 23rd century B.C.
Wow.
So that was... That was 2300 BC. So I'm just trying to figure out what was going on in the world at that time, you know?
Well, it was pre-Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Would have been like the, here I am a former professor and I can't think of my timeline, but it would have been, it would have been, let's see here. Let me take a look.
While you're looking, I'm going to give out our phone number one more time. If somebody wants to call, and I'll tell you what, if we just have one caller today and the caller has the correct guess for this answer, or the correct answer for this trivia question, we'll give them a bonus gift. I don't even know what it is yet. I'll figure it out, but it's going to blow your socks off. The bonus,
it'll be awesome.
I mean, the trivia, the phone number is 516-418-5651, or you can email us today, contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. And the question is, slipping my mind. The question is, what is the only man-made object on Earth that is observable from the moon? Now, I'm assuming that means with the naked eye. Probably you have to have a spacesuit on. But you can see this from the moon. it's so big that it covers 9 provinces and municipalities. It was built more than 2,300 years ago. In the months of May and October, 70,000 people per day come to see it. A third of this object has disappeared without a trace, and I'm going to give you a little hint. It probably slipped into the ocean. So there's another hint. This is something that would go into the ocean. And you gave us the hint that it was over 13,000 miles long, and that would be 21 kilometers. I'm trying to find another hint that doesn't totally give it away.
Well, we know that part of it, one end of it has fallen into the sea, but we know that the other end of it was on dry land.
Yeah. And I will say that the UNESCO put it on World Heritage List in 1987. Go look at the refrigerator. Go eat. My husband interrupted. He's taking a break with Gene and Mary so he can go have lunch.
Excellent.
My husband is as rotten as my cat. Go, you've been fed. And I am checking. I have to make him a sandwich every day. He's home every day, just like I am, working from home. But he has to take his break, too. I'm going to get the phone number out again, because I want to make sure everybody who's listening has a chance to write it down. I'm going to even speak it slowly. 516-418-5651. I would love to know that you've put the number for Take a Break with Gene and Mary in your phone book as a saved contact. 516-418-5651. You can call every single day, Monday through Friday at noon, and participate and have the opportunity to win a gift that we will mail to you wherever in the world you live. If you live in one of the 45 countries, you live in one of the 45 countries that listens to us, we will send it to you on Monday morning. We have about 2 minutes left in today's show. So if people are listening between now and Friday, you can still participate. You can email us. You can call us, and we can add your name to the list. I mean, last week's winner was Best Toaster Oven. I'm still waiting for Best Toaster Oven to email Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com with an address.
Yeah.
Because if we have not heard from Best by Friday, the end of our show, that gift is forfeited and it goes to somebody else. And we are at the end of our show. We have 90 seconds to say goodbye. It doesn't take long. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this little song as our exit that you created especially for our guest on Thursday night show. And I'm going to also say that this Thursday, tune in to Gene and Mary, but it's called Unscripted, when we talk with Elisa Kaler. So,
oh my goodness.
Until tomorrow,
awesome.
Gene, I will
see you then.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great afternoon.